This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's probably hard for Americans to understand what it's like to live in extreme poverty in developing countries. The Compassion Experience aims to change that. This traveling exhibit immerses visitors in the lives and cultures of children living in poverty around the world. The exhibit's currently on tour across the South and returns to Alabama today. WBHM's Amy Sedlis reports.
Meet Ruben.
Hello. My name is Ruben. I live in Cochabamba, Bolivia. What you're about to see, it is real. This is my home. I live here with my mom and sister.
A twin mattress sits on the floor, covered with old white sheets and a tattered gray blanket. A narrow hallway is littered with trash, dirty rags, and a deflated soccer ball.
Our home keeps us safe from the heat, from the drugs, from the gangs.
Ruben says his family wants to escape from his abusive father.
My dad drinks. He takes drugs. This afternoon, my dad hit mom in the face repeatedly with a rock.
Ruben's voice guides visitors through the Compassion Experience, narrating his family's journey out of poverty. The rooms around you change with his story, brightening as he finds work as a shoe shiner, finally ending in a lime green classroom.
I was hoping to make it a little more real for me and to show the children what I can't just tell them.
That's Meg Williams from Roebuck. She brought her four children, ages 3 to 13. She says the experience moved them because of how real it felt. That's because Ruben's a real person, and his true story was painstakingly recreated by people like Nora Beswick, tour manager with the Compassion Experience.
We go to those places, we take pictures, we take video, and then we bring those back and we actually replicate them to make everything look as exact as possible. Even down to the garbage in the alleyway, if you look closely at the garbage, it's garbage from Uganda, garbage from Bolivia.
The exhibit is an outreach program of Compassion International, a Christian charity that works to end poverty by sponsoring children. For many young visitors, everything from Ruben's story to the foreign trash creates an environment unlike anything they've ever seen. Like 9-year-old Elijah Ferguson from Hoover.
I thought it was amazing.
He's here with his younger sister, Sarah. She says she felt sad and wanted to do something to help Ruben and his sister.
I wanted to give them stuff to play with, more Bibles and some jewelry.
And that's exactly the reaction Compassion International hopes for. Stephen Spriggs is their international marketing director.
You know, our exit surveys tell us overwhelmingly to the 90th percentile that our visitors are gaining that extra understanding and are developing better conversations with their children.
Spriggs says building this empathy leads to change. But do immersive experiences like this have any real impact on global poverty? Dr. Henna Boudwani, deputy director with the University of Alabama's Global Health Center, says that's hard to know.
We do have to be careful because a lot of times these experiences really intrinsically motivate people and they want to go and do good. But international development work and global health work is actually much more complicated.
She's not saying people shouldn't go. Just that.
We're not going to solve global poverty and climate change and dirty water and lack of education for young girls and young boys by simply going through an exhibit.
And that's why Compassion International and the churches that host the traveling exhibit encourage visitors to channel those feelings into action, mainly by sponsoring a child through their international aid program. Compassion International has nearly 7,000 church partners in 26 countries. They say they support more than 1.7 million child sponsorships. And Stephen Spriggs says it's not just limited to poverty abroad. The exhibit can also give parents a way to explain that poverty exists here too.
We kind of encourage people to look at it as a both and instead of an either or scenario.
And the churches that host Compassion Experience think that's a powerful message, especially in Alabama, a state where, according to recent data, 300,000 children live without enough food or adequate shelter. For WBHM, I'm Amy Sedlis.
The Compassion Experience is open today through February 22nd at Mountain Brook Community Church.